What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday, Christmas Eve Eve. Steve Sipple out today with vocal cord issues.
He's vocal sick. Cord.
Bill Bush is back. Jake Sorensen. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shindani, is he working or off today?
He's working, and then he heard about the situation with Steve. Uh-oh. So he's putting together a plan to run down some hot whiskey. And you mix hot whiskey with honey, and that will help his voice. And so Shin Daddy's putting that together for Steve, and we'll be whisking that down in a thermos.
Okay.
For him.
Very kind.
Yeah, so very kind of him to be able to do that. Also, this problem happened on the Brady Bunch when Carol was supposed to sing a solo at Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And she lost her voice, and there was a Christmas miracle, and she woke up. Must have been maybe it was on Christmas Day she was supposed to, but anyway, the day she woke up, her voice returned. So that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for a Carol Brady situation here.
It'd be great. I mean, I know Sip would like that to happen as well.
Yeah, so like that. So think about Carol, Steve, and then that will help you out. But he's making some hot whiskey and honey for Steve, and he's going to send it down. He has some friends heading down this way, so he's got one of those old school thermoses. So he's just going to put it in that and send it down to Steve, and they're going to meet up at Walgreens. He said they're just going to drop it off there when Steve's getting his steroids.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Get some steroids. Has anybody chimed in about our steroids? We talked about that earlier.
People are a fan. They say that it certainly could help.
Oh, the steroids help. Yeah. I'm telling you, it helps the voice. Right away last night, I go, Sip lost his voice. My wife and Laura goes, God, needs steroids. First thing she said. So let's get this done.
Now, we'll get to this QB situation in a second. I did teased you during the breaks. I was surprised for Bill. Now, today is Christmas Eve.
The Eve of Eves.
Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. This is also known as a different day in this country. I'll let the sound tell you what today is. Okay. For those who are curious out there right now.
What?
Nothing. It's a card from my dad.
Dear son, happy Festivus? What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing his father hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas, so he made up his own holiday.
I'm out
of here. Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus.
When George was growing up, his father...
Nothing. It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
A new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Is that the pole?
George, Festivus is your heritage. It's part of who you are.
That's why I hate it.
Read that poem.
I can't read it. I need my glasses.
You don't need glasses. You're just weak. You're weak.
Leave him alone!
I find your belief system fascinating.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Frank, no offense, but this holiday's a little out there.
Kramer, you can't go. Who's going to do the feats of strength?
How about George?
Yes, today is Festivus if you're a Seinfeld
beats
fan.
Feats of strength.
Feats of strength.
Letting everyone know how much they've let you down.
Airing of grievances.
I got
a lot of problems with you people.
Airing of grievances. What the miracle writer that came up with
so
that.
Good.
And seeing Frank, oh God, Frank Costanza with the pole.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, thank you very much, Jake.
You're welcome. I thought you'd like that.
Festivus is one of the more popular.
It is.
I mean, things around Christmas time. Or that one TV show just created a whole new holiday of things. So it's Festivus.
I'm a little surprised you don't have a Festivus pole in your house somewhere.
A little surprised that. Well, yeah, I don't know.
You're a Seinfeld diehard.
I'm a Seinfeld diehard. I am. But we'd like to talk. But just airing of. They have two things: airing of grievances and feats of strength, which is remarkable theater, is what it is. And seeing Kramer do the whole talk to George, because he's the one that gets George stirred up to bring it back.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Seinfeld, for being a genius and all that. 464-5685, call or text as always. Rumors are swirling out there, Bill.
Okay. What's going on?
We know that Marcos Davila's out. The portal, Royola's out in the portal. Nebraska's going to need some guys to come to Nebraska in the quarterback spot, even if Latif stays, which is expected at this point. There's some rumors of potential interest from both sides in Michigan State's Aiden Childs. Aiden Childs this year had 10 touchdowns, 3 picks, was battled some injuries toward the end of the year. Also, last year, you know, wasn't great. 13 touchdowns, 11 picks, and he also had 4 touchdowns, no picks at Oregon State in 2023. If there is indeed mutual interest between Nebraska and Aiden Childs, is that something that could work here at Nebraska, or do you have concerns about that marriage, so to speak?
I don't have a lot of concerns. I feel he did not have a positive year. Did anyone have a positive year for Michigan State, really? I mean, it was like they got a little better. They did. They battled Iowa at the end. But I just feel he hit a dark spot. I think things were just, it was not good. And when you get in bad spots, things just don't go well. A new, fresh start. He does have a ton of ability. Also, he has the ability to run. And so let's just say that it appears as if right now that Latif will be the quarterback next year. That would be what you would think at this point. Maybe not. Who knows? But you want someone that matches up with his skill set so that if all of a sudden, let's just say that Childs is number two, and he has to come into the game, it's the same call sheet.
Sure.
It's the same skill set. And so there's quite a difference of – if all of a sudden, let's just say someone left the game and then the person who came in was a non-runner at all, well, that changed. You still have an offense, but it's a different world. You want things to be somewhat similar. I think right now someone that needs looking for a fresh start is good. Plus, I would have to think that it's probably pretty good of contract-wise, financial-wise. I don't think the money is insane. How do we get Childs here? Not that hard. Hmm. I mean, he's not there right now. It's not like, well, I heard he's getting, you know, Florida said $7 million. That's not the case at all. So he wasn't even the starter at the end of the year. I mean, he was healthy enough to play, and he was not the starter. So it does bring someone in that it's almost as if you're saying you're always going to give him the caveat that you're going to compete for the starting job. But if he doesn't, he also understands that, and I don't see him trying to leave or hang in there. So I think I like it. I loved him in going into the season. Things went bad.
Yeah, they did.
But sometimes you just get a new, fresh start. And he has first of all, what you can't change is you can't change a lot physically. Like, well, can't run real well, but we'll get him in the weight room. He'll be able to run just fine. No, I can't do this real well, but we'll train him. He'll be fine. He has so much stuff, a skill set to work with that he'd be fun to work with. So I see it as a positive. I would be excited about that. As it comes out now, is that different, Jake? If after the bowl game, if Latif leaves and Childs is coming in to be your starter, probably a little bit more nerve wracking, be my take.
Right, and you know, this won't surprise you, Bill, but you know, looking at the stats and the season they had, Nebraska fans were not exactly thrilled about the idea of Aiden Childs to Nebraska. Again, it's just a rumor; it's out there swirling at this point. But if there is indeed mutual interest, then we'll see what happens there. But the common response is that he was second in the Big Ten in fumbles this year. People say that sounds like a lot like Jeff Sims in year one for Nebraska.
Oh, if you can build a case that's negative, I mean, you can say, hey, listen, there's a lot of things here that do not add up great. And I agree. I'm just going to go back to, I think he's in a was in a rough spot. Has a lot of he has a lot of ability. Remember, I talked about him on the air that I really liked him.
Yes, you did. You did.
There was one guy who said he might be a first round pick. That remember that back?
I remember that. Yeah.
Like week four.
Yeah. Yep.
Is there a chance he's a you know like a franchise quarterback, a first round draft pick? So I think you're taking a risk on and that. I don't see anything. Is there anything character wise with him?
Nothing I know of. No.
I think everything checks. They check all the boxes there for being a positive person in the locker room. Also,
I'm looking at you know people want to say, okay, can this guy run? He's got some ability. Last year, you know, take away the sack yardage loss, but 81 carries for 227, 60 along a 64. So again, not any elite runners. Not you're looking at a Diego Pavia or a Haynes King situation, yeah. But somebody that should be able to avoid sacks to a certain extent and move. But I still don't think you're ever going to get the fans in unison saying, yeah, we want this guy here, especially as a starting quarterback. Now, like you said, if Latif sticks around and you convince Childs that, hey, you're going to be in a battle and there's a chance you don't win this battle, then, yeah, he's a great number two option. But I don't know if you can entice this fan base that, hey, this dude is going to get you over.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hump. From what happened the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And he's the number one guy.
And I would say right now it's kind of that, it's the JCPenney Christmas catalog when you're going through in your first circle,
yep.
Your multi-circle and your folds like that. This. You pick out the stuff. It's like, yeah, this is the air hockey I'd like to get. And that's way out there, though. This is something else. That's way out there. But I'm gonna throw it out there because right now what Nebraska's, you know, looking, they're like going, hey, we'd like to see Sorsby.
Well, of course. We'd love that.
And then is that viable?
Right.
And so right now when you look at it, it's like the Christmas catalog. We want the number one gift in the catalog. That's what Nebraska is looking for right now, and it might be unavailable.
Yes.
And that also might be happening. You might be know this knowledge for sure, but it might be happening behind the scenes, like going, that's not available. We're getting no return phone calls from them.
Yep.
That's not happening right now. So that's the case. And then it's not just money. Because if it was just money, let's just say that there was a Sorsby's available and San Jose State's got a billionaire. He's not going to San Jose State. What those guys are looking for, two things, is A, what can I potentially make? Yes. But do I have a chance to be in these play? Because right now when you're watching, if you're a quarterback that's in the portal and you feel you're one of these guys and you're watching those games on Saturday, you won in those games. It's like, okay, I can go there, but what are my odds that when we get to the top 12 or top 16 next year, that we're in this and have a chance to win it? Because that's why you play the game. That's the only reason you want to do it. If someone, like I said, like all of a sudden just leaves, like I said, Sorsby leaves Cincinnati to go to someone, you go, well, that's great, but they really have no chance of winning at all or having a chance. Those guys are all looking. When someone left, when Beck left to go to Miami, he was under the impression that we could win it all. Same way with that when last year when the quarterback went to Miami,
Cam Ward.
Yeah. Same thing. He felt they didn't get there. They were just short. But all these teams are looking around. It's like, okay, what can we do to have a chance to get there?
The problem with this, Bill, is that I mean, yes, Nebraska ideally would want Sorsby or Sam Levitt. I mean, they want those guys as well. And I think until you see those guys go somewhere, when you're seeing Nebraska attached to a different name, it's lower. They say, well, we're already settling right now. That's just, it was reality at this point. I mean, like you said, it's very unlikely. I mean, maybe it could happen if something goes your direction, but it's unlikely that you get one of the absolute top tier quarterbacks in the portal, because they're going to go to places, like you said, that want to go to the playoff. And right now, Nebraska does not appear to be a playoff type team for next year. And which is crazy. It just feels like you're settling with Childs, even though again, it's just a rumor at this point. But that's where you have the issue with the fan base right now.
Now, you can easily sell it in the recruiting part of this, recruiting with numbers, which means money. You can easily sell, we can do this. We can be in the playoffs next year. Indiana did it in 1 year turnaround. We can sell this. Right now, it would be a little bit of a hard sell, though. If you're competing with someone with somewhat near the same money, and it's like I said, we all know Miami has a spot available, right? I mean, they're going to have a spot available. So someone's looking at that going like, oh, that's a pretty good-looking team. I could be the quarterback on that team. Wherever else it'll be hard for Nebraska to be able to convince, you know, like one of the tops to be able to come here. And so that's why you probably hear the Childs name. That's why you hear it. And so, which isn't a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all.
No, but hey, I can't wait for January 2nd. I know that the portal drives people insane in terms of, you know, how things have gone, but you can't deny it is exciting. It is fun to see all the names, where they're going. Again, we have to accept that's where football is at. We like to see if guys stay for 4 years where they're at, but from the 6th to the 16th, it is mayhem. And for the sake of this show, pretty fun.
We talked about today, just like, you know, about, okay, Rayola's left. Malcolm's leaving.
Yep.
It's like, right away, it's like, that is a kick. That is a, you know, sure. I mean, I told you, Malcolm, I just absolutely love that. That's a kick. But then you turn around and go, well, who's coming in? So you're looking at somebody else's who left their team. And so, like I said, there's a lot of this excitement back and forth. And then the biggest excitement is the players that are not undervalued, but you don't know a bunch about the player really well. When you start watching some of these teams right now, you're going to say, well, he was a transfer. Where'd he come from? Always from Western Kentucky or for some. And then you hardly didn't know much about him, but they found value in him, and now he's playing really well. And so that's the interesting part of building your roster. Building the bottom of your roster does a remarkable amount for your team.
Yeah, certainly will be interesting to see what happens here. But I forgot one more name that is in the portal from Nebraska. Maverick Noonan entered the portal yesterday.
Maverick, Danny's son.
Danny's son, yes.
I don't believe
he has some injuries. He'd
been injured. Yeah. I don't know if he's played much.
He has not played hardly at all.
So sometimes you just want to get yourself on the field and do that. But I know he went through a lot of injuries early. I think his whole freshman year, wasn't he out?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then sometimes that is just hard to recover from. Injuries are devastating. They're devastating mentally as well as physically. Sometimes it's a change of scenery.
Before we get to break, Bill, I say this all the time, and you confirm it, but it is always speaker season.
Always have to have it.
I don't care if you're in Nebraska, if you're in Maine, if you're in Europe. People speak all the time.
Anyone in Europe like that? We have out-of-country listeners right now.
It's important to have speakers, and there's a place in Nebraska.
One place to find them. So anywhere. Also, this is big to know that Tyler is also, you know, he's international. I mean he's everywhere.
He'll go anywhere.
Yeah, this is not like, well, we're looking for somebody in Mississippi. He's got it. He'll take care of it.
Probably not a busy, you know, not much speaking this week because it's the holidays. But, you know, resolution time for next year, you got to get speakers.
Right now is probably, there'll be people trying to hire or vet people today. Because it's like, hey, we have to have someone speak in January 15th or something coming up quick, and he can organize it, get it done. I just got a text message from Tyler this morning.
You did?
Yeah, I just got a text message from Tyler this morning because everything they do is first class. He always responds. Here's the interesting part about it. When he does this for the speakers, you know what he does? There's a certain cut. That's how he makes his money. But to make sure you know that it's all on the up and up, you get the full check that they pay.
Is that right?
And then you pay him.
Wow.
Instead of him saying, yeah, I did the math. Here's your check. And you're going,
that's kind
of
cool,
And you're going like, did he take, how much percentage did he take? Because you don't know.
Yep.
Instead, he's like, no, we agreed on this price, and you get the check, and then you pay me.
Interesting.
And so it's really, really a smart way to make you feel good about it. And that's all Tyler does. Up and does, everything is so well communicated. It's unbelievable. Another place, too, to consider, I had that to consider definitely getting a weekend home is Central City.
Central City.
The Bison Dome right there. Buzz over to Grand Island. You can get to Columbus quick from there. Up to Fullerton.
Wonderful
right there.
Spot.
It'd be a wonderful spot. If you get that Loop River in purchase, it'd be great. So A lot of things to get done.
We're referring to Tyler Carlson at Mid-America Speakers
Boom.
Bureau in Central City. So MidAmericaSB.com, the website. If you're trying to hire a speaker or if you're curious about being a speaker yourself, check him out, MidAmericaSB.com.
Thank you.
When we come back, it's time for NFL winners and losers.
Ooh, that's Jake's favorite.
That's next on Early Break and the Ticket.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.